This podcast episode features Stephanie, one of the recent graduates of the 2023 Water Advocates Program with Wild Virginia. She hopes that comment writing that she learned about in the program will help to equip her for future projects and prevent environmental harms. Join us for a comment writing party to tell DEQ to take action to prevent PFAS harms on January 3rd at 7 p.m. This program will be virtual and will help you to prepare and submit comments on a permit that could allow pollution of the Roanoke River by PFAS, a category of dangerous substances known as forever chemicals. Wastewater from industries and other sources that send wastewater to the municipal treatment plant may be contributing these chemicals to the river and to downstream resources like water supplies and Smith Mountain Lake. The Virginia DEQ must require the operator of the plant, the Western Virginia Water Authority, to monitor for PFAS and to require that any potential releases to the environment be eliminated. In other cases, DEQ has refused to require these measures, despite the fact that they are legally mandated to do so. We need you to join us in telling DEQ that you want waters, wildlife, and people protected from PFAS. We will tell you exactly how and where to send your comments, what information is required, and we'll give you suggested points you can raise in your comments. RSVP for this free event at www.wildvirginia.org. How did you find out about Wild Virginia, and what's the context with you applying to the Advocates Program?
I found it on Facebook. And I have been, a few years ago, I got a master's in sustainability. So I've kind of been keeping my eyes open for opportunities to really kind of use what I've learned and to also learn more. And it seemed like a perfect fit. I have done, you know, a little research with Chesapeake Bay and a couple of things up there. And so when I saw this, I thought it'd be a great way to learn more and to be able to start doing more.
Sure. I'm definitely hearing that as a theme with these conversations, kind of trying to figure out how you're going to plug yourself in, where, you know, your strengths are and, you know, obviously what needs to be done with this kind of work. Yeah. And so how are the sessions going for you? You know, what do you like about the sessions and where do you kind of see yourself after going through the program?
I think the sessions are very informative because even though I have a background in sustainability, it doesn't technically always correlate exactly to what we're learning about. So yes, some of it I've already know about, but there's also parts about how to kind of comment on things, the right way to go about doing that was very helpful. So I'm hoping down the road that I can be useful in that way.
Sure, definitely a lot of processes when it comes to commenting on different projects and really, you know, with Wild Virginia trying to help mobilize citizens and make them feel like their comments need to be heard and how to sort of navigate that process. And so you got your master's in sustainability. What else about your background is there conservation kind of plugged in or is it totally different?
It's environmental studies and sustainability. I also have several degrees in education, so I'm able to kind of come at it from that direction, you know, bring what I can into the classroom and advocate with the students, you know, for the earth. So I kind of have been coming at it from that angle.
Yeah. And the education piece is so important, especially for like the next generation of wildlife defenders that, you know, we're hoping to build. And so where exactly in the state are you located?
I'm in Madison, so a rural area of Virginia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of central Virginia, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. So you know the beauty of central Virginia for sure. Yeah. Do you have any favorite spots that you like to go to for like outdoor recreation?
Yeah, I like to hike up in Shenandoah. Honestly, you know, I'm a working mom, so we don't get up there very often. But every fall, I try to at least get up there a little bit. And even just enjoying some of the rivers and kind of kayaking and canoeing. I don't get to it often either, but I do like doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Likewise. I know it's really hard when you're working and momming 24/7. So let's talk about clean water and sort of your opinions on why it's important for us to have clean water in general.
I think one thing that I see now that I live in a rural area is, whatever's happening on farms is going into our drinking water. We don't have like public water like in a city. So you want to be mindful of, you think of a rural area, everything's natural and, open and, beautiful and there's nature. But then you also have to take into account, you can't control what's going into the waterways, with like runoff from agriculture, from plant from I'm sorry, from cows and things. So I also kind of look at it as, what can we do as far as, like planting buffers by streams, like what can, helping farmers find out about the different grants that are out there for them to go ahead and maybe do rotations of where the animals are, or, the different things that help keep the water clean in a rural area like this. So
Sure. And it's also important just because, the streams and rivers are all connected, and, water really is life when it comes to sustaining us, sustaining wildlife, sustaining, the health of the water itself. With your education and sort of what Wild Virginia is hoping to equip you in this advocates program, do you have any ideas on what's next for you and, your journey kind of moving forward?
I mean, ideally, I would love to get a job in more in the environmental field than where I am now. It's not, coming along as easily as I thought it would, but ideally I would love to be working at a nonprofit where I could kind of help from that side of the issue. But for
Sure.
now, I've helped start a sustainability committee in my school district. So we've got a sustainability plan and, so we're doing things. So I'm doing as much as I can from where I am right now, but I would love to down the road be more in an environmental role somewhere.